Hi everyone, it's me, Dolores. I've decided I'm selling my property and I'm leaving home. It'd be the first time in my life that I've ever left home. Like, home left me. I never left it. But obviously I think when we change and we grow, we sometimes forget to really take stock of what we've done and where we're going. And like, people that listen to my booths and know my sort of journey as such. Journey. My life. Know that there's been big changes in the past couple of years, and it all culminating in getting my master's degree, which was a big deal for me because I hadn't had my education, it was taken away. So of course it affected me a lot. But now I have it, and that sort of part of my life is really satisfied, you know. And I'm working for Charles on the newspaper, The Key Point, which is doing really well, really successful. Readership's growing, and so I'm really pleased with that. I'm still doing my audio, of course. Hi. But, you know, sometimes I get the incredible urge to get on my bike and just keep pedalling. You know, it does happen, because sometimes I just pop out to Catford and I think, oh, I'll just shoot down the shop and get some milk. And the next one, I'm in Dartford, so I've joined the river path at Greenwich and just keep cycling. But, my friend who lives in Canada said to me, Dolores, why don't you come over here for a while? And I was sort of resisting, thinking, oh, you know, because you get used to your own territory, don't you? Which you shouldn't do. But I've lived in my flat for so long, like, and the kids were, you know, raised there, and Richie was born there and obviously died there. But I don't feel like I've ever left home. Like, my parents abandoned me and my brother when we were 16 and 17 and left us in their place, which of course was absolute chaos. Didn't work out very well. But, you know, I've been living and doing and raising my family, but now that's all ended and Sophie's married with children, and obviously things are a lot better now, you know, life in a bit better with Richie and a new way of life. But I keep feeling, why do I feel like this? You know, I feel like I watched a film about cats and their territory, and they only go to a certain route, and that's how I feel with my, where I live. I feel like I go to Catford, Lewisham, Stockwell, Brixton, Peckham, Forest Hill, Sydenham. I don't go to Beckenham. But I feel like I've, like, in my own little world, my bike, very small territory. So I've made a real decision. I've spoken to a friend, because I am poor, and I've got a nice place. And we're going to look at it, and we're going to decorate it up, because it doesn't need a lot doing. And I'm going to go to Canada. I've made a decision. I'm telling you all. Yeah. So I'm going to make my territory wider. And you know, the thing is, as a kid, I always wanted to go to America and Canada. My friend lives right by Niagara Falls. We're thinking of starting a little business. So anyone looking for cheap holidays, you can, as she says, I do apologise to any Canadians listening to this. Dolores, you can hear the waterfalls from my bedroom. Can you imagine that? So keep in touch with me, I'll let you know. So that's it. It's a decision I've been thinking about for a while. But it's been growing and growing, because we're scared to do things, aren't we? Oh, I'm going to have a new life. I'm going to do this. What do you mean a new life? You're just having your life. You know, but you need to either add to it or detract from it, or, you know. So I'm going to add to it. I've travelled quite a bit, but I've never been to the States. I look forward to it. When I get there, to Canada, the States, I'm going to get myself around, because you know I'm quite adventurous, and I'm going to record people, all the people that I meet on my travels. So I just want to share with my friends and people that I know on Audio Boo in the next step in my life. And it feels like a good decision, because you get scared, don't we? We get scared to do things and you get anxious and get like a little pain in your chest. But I don't feel that. This has been on my mind for a little while. This is not a rash decision. It's been on my mind for a while. But today, I've decided, and I've made a step towards doing it. So, wish me luck, everyone. And good luck to everyone. If you want to do something, just do it. Don't wait. Before you know it, you'll be old. Bye. I just feel like singing this little bit. She's leaving home after being alone for so very long. Bye, bye.